Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to my favorite day of the week. It's Friday, and it's not my favorite day because of the weekend. It's my favorite day because I love this show. I love to inspire people. I invite guests on to inspire people. And my show, for those of you who don't know, is, well, my tagline is conquer everything and compromise nothing. And that means everything to me because I believe, as my guests believe, that we as humans are resilient. We can get back up from anything and everything. And my guest today is, it's probably going to be one of those days, one of these shows that it's definitely going to get to me. She has a powerful, powerful story. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I knew it would. Welcome, Bevan. I appreciate you for being here. Please introduce yourself formally and tell us about you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just love what you said about, you know, conquering and compromising nothing and overcoming. So it's so important. It's such a core piece of my message and mission. So I'm so excited to be here. So I am the founder of what's called the Take the Damn Chance movement. And it started because in 2019, I got laid off for the third time, just two weeks after. My husband had surprised me on Mother's Day and told me he was going to take me to France for my 40th birthday. And then I got laid off 2 weeks later. So we immediately were like, oh my gosh, should we go? This is crazy. We have two young kids. I just got laid off. And we decided we were going to try and we were going to see what happened over the next 6 months. And then I told him I didn't want to go back to work, that I didn't want to find a job. I wanted to start my own business because it was the third time I'd been laid off and I didn't want to put my financial health into the hands of anyone else ever again.
For sure.
So I said, let's try it. Let's see if I can make $5,000 by the end of August. And if so, then we'll keep going. And so I really dove into it and I started my business and I made my first $5,000 by the end of August and I built my business up. So we decided, even though right before we went out to France, we said, this is still so crazy. We're going to be in airplanes the same amount of time we're going to be on the ground. Maybe we shouldn't go. And so we decided to go, had a wonderful time. It was the best way to celebrate my 40th birthday, drinking delicious wine and eating amazing food and being with truly the love of my life and reconnecting in a way that we hadn't really since before we had kids and before we got married. So it was such a wonderful 2 days, day and a half. And we got back and it was Thanksgiving week. So Mark had taken the entire week off work. We got the house ready for Thanksgiving, which has always been my favorite holiday. We took our daughter, who was 2.5 at the time, to her first movie theater show. We had Thanksgiving. I think we had like 20 people there because it was pre-COVID. And the next morning I went upstairs to wake up Mark and he had passed away in the middle of the night. And it was completely unexpected. It's not that we were going on this trip as some kind of bucket list. It was just, he had undiagnosed heart disease and one of his arteries was 95% blocked and the other was 50% blocked. And we truly had no idea. And so now I was a fledgling entrepreneur, right? This business is brand new. I'm the sole financial provider for two kids under the age of three. And I'm doing all of this without the love of my life and my best friend by my side, who was also my biggest cheerleader. And so to say my world had been flipped upside down was such an understatement. And about a month after that, I made a post on social media talking about that trip, saying, you know, I was so glad we had been on that adventure together. And whenever you're faced with a choice, just take the damn trip. Mm-hmm. And that really resonated with a lot of people. And they reached out to me. And I realized it's not about taking a vacation or taking, you know, taking a trip. It's about taking the chance on yourself. And so I thought back to what are the hardest things that I had been through? Because not just losing my husband at 40, but I lost my dad to cancer at 24. I lost my home in a house fire in 2010. I have been very open about the fact that my kiddos are IVF babies. So I had been through years of fertility treatments and a miscarriage. And I also looked at what are the amazing things that I've built, you know, building a business to multiple six figures in 18 months and building this amazing relationship with my husband and my kids and having the kiddos. And I said, what is it that I do differently? So not better, but differently than other people to navigate these things. And that is where I came up with the DAM framework. So I say the word DAM a lot, but it actually means something. It is really these four mindset shifts that make it so powerful for you to overcome traumatic things and create what I call your big, bold, crazy dreams. Mm-hmm. And that is the DAM framework. And once you see them, you can't unsee them.
Yeah. I love that. It just brings me to, part of my teaching of my own clients and teachings that I've had as an entrepreneur and training to be a coach and all that kind of stuff is collecting evidence of what you can do. Because a lot of times when you're faced with this big situation, like you've had a lot, and I look over my life, I was also repossession, a lot of things that have happened in my life. And what I do now when I encourage my clients is to look at those things. Because when you're faced with something else, it's like, well, wait a minute, I can do this because I've done hard things. I've done this and this and this and this. I encourage my clients to keep a list of what they've done. Mm-hmm.
I tell people, I'm like, you've made it through every hard thing that you've ever come up against. So what makes you think that you won't be able to get through whatever comes your way? Mm-hmm. Because people will say to me sometimes, well, how do you plan for that? How do you plan for worst case scenarios? And I said, I don't think you do. Because even if I had sat and planned for worst case scenarios, the one I would never have dreamt of was my husband who weighed the same that he did in high school and had no indicators of heart disease passing away 6 days after my 40th birthday. And he was 40 as well. So we can sit and we can catastrophize, but it's not going to happen that way. So instead, we just stay grounded in the fact that we have resilience. Mm-hmm. So the DAM framework, it's decide and declare, attend your own party, moments, not minutes, and now is the time. And the attend your own party piece is where we stay present in the moment. We stay at our own party, at our own mat. Yeah. And so when we know that, and when we're present in the moment, we know that we can respond to what's happening. We can make decisions. And we can create things. It's when we're up in our head and we're anxious that we feel like we couldn't possibly get through that.
Right. Do you know, if you just notice just going about your day, and if you're worried about getting things done, if you're in that worry mode, everything else seems to go wrong as well. You drop your food on the floor, you stub your toe, you do all these different things because you're in that frame of mind. But if you just relax, present moment, I got this.
Yeah. I call it my PAD method. I have everything's an acronym, so it's
great to
remember. So PAD is to pause, acknowledge, and do. So when you're feeling whatever it is you're feeling, you pause and get grounded back in the moment, because your body can only ever be in the present moment. Your thoughts can be anywhere.
Right.
But when you get grounded back in your body, so I'll like rub my hands together or like just, you know, against my legs, then you acknowledge. How are you feeling? Like there are times where I'm like, I am drowning in anxiety.
Yeah.
And you don't try to fix it. You don't try to change it. You just acknowledge it. And then you do something. You either do something towards what you want to create, or if you just still feel really stuck, you get up and you take a walk and you get your body doing something. And that allows those feelings to pass more quickly than ignoring them does.
Oh, for sure. You really can't ignore them. Your body's going to get your, it get your attention
louder
somehow. Oh yeah. Yeah. And that's the beauty when you actually realize that, like how in tune with your body you can be if you actually listen, mm-hmm. because she or he, for the male listeners, is always talking to you.
Yeah.
Is always telling you.
Yeah.
Mm, our bodies are amazing.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, I call that our damn barometer. When we're like, oh, that feels really good. Like I lean in towards that. Like you want more mm-hmm. of that. When you're like, mm-hmm. oh, damn, like, no, then you're like, don't go away from that. So you want more feelings of like, yes, that's what I'm moving towards.
For sure. For sure. So how from the moment when this happened with your husband, it's like, where were you for a bit? Because there was a guest I had on, she was, gosh, actually, this month is a year that I've been doing the show.
Woo! Oh, yay. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. One of my first guests, the show that we did was called Good Grief.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there are good parts of it, which doesn't make sense to some people. Mm. But for us that have lost a lot, mm-hmm. it does.
Yeah.
How were you in those moments when, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with two kids? That's how I would feel. My divorce made me feel that way. Like, what am I going to do with three kids myself?
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you the second half of this story too, but I will say, because I tell people, I don't believe everything happens for a reason, at least not mm-hmm. a good one. Mm-hmm. But I will say I can hold more than one emotion at once. So I can be happy mm-hmm. and grieving. Not necessarily happy that I'm grieving, but happy and grieving. And so I still have grief. There are days, in fact, recently, for some reason, my daughter and I have both really been missing Mark. And we talk about that mm-hmm. a lot, even though mm-hmm. she's only five. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I did is in 2020, using the same framework of like bringing my big, bold, crazy dreams to life. Mm-hmm. When Mark passed away, we were 60 days away from doing another round of IVF. And so in 2020, I decided to move forward with that. And so I used the embryos that Mark and I had frozen before he passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I am now the mom of three kids, five mm-hmm. and under. So I have a 9-month-old Maristella who was born from the embryos that Mark and I had frozen. Mm-hmm. And I think that when we talk about like sort of the process and like where I found the good, and is that I got really clear on what it is that I wanted and what it is I wanted for my family and mm-hmm. what Mark and I had talked about and shared, and thought what happened with Mark is not going to stop me from creating the life for my kids and my family and myself that we had always wanted. And mm-hmm. so it brought a lot of clarity in that we truly are not promised tomorrow,
right?
We don't know what's going to happen. Even the pandemic, right? We never know if we're going
right.
to lose our jobs or our homes or a divorce or something like the someone we love. And I always say that's not a reason to live scared, mm-hmm. but it is a reason to live fully.
Right.
And that came into such sharp relief of what now is the time. The end is like, there will never be a perfect day. So why not today?
Mm-hmm.
So that has been really a powerful piece. And, you know, I also, when we talk about good grief, I think there's some things like I talk about Mark all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other part where I think sometimes people, when they're grieving, feel like they shouldn't talk about it. And I just know he is such a presence and a part of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so he, you know, we still talk about him. And I think that has also helped all of us process the grief as it comes.
Right. That makes complete sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, and keeping him alive for your kids,
yeah.
you know? Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Yes. Finding the good in the, oh, so hard.
And I told my 5-year-old, I said, you have such an important job because you and I have to tell the stories mm-hmm. to Jonathan and Maristella about daddy. Cause Jonathan was only 10 months old.
Right.
And so we were like, we have to tell about how funny he was and silly. Mm. And so it's been, I think, powerful for her to know that she can share that and share all of her feelings.
Yes. Oh, that's so important. Yeah. That's something a lot of, you know, a lot of us, when we want to comfort somebody, it's just like, oh, it's going to be okay. And, you know, try to push it all down or whatever, and not letting somebody share. And it's hard for the person trying to do the comforting, you know, in a lot of ways, just like the person, because sometimes it's like, we don't know what to say. I've been in both ways, you know, we don't know what to do. I've been in both needing the comfort and wanting to give. And it's a hard place to be, but when you can
especially
let somebody
when you're a parent.
Share. Oh yeah.
Especially when you're a parent and you just want to make them feel better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I get that. So we are going to take a break and we'll be back to talk about more.
Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you are meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's jamiehearn.com.
Do you want to look as good as you feel? In addition to hormone replacement and preventative medicine, Dr. Nishath Hakim offers aesthetic services like Botox, microneedling, and filters. Call Prosperity Health at 248-997-4242 to get a $50 gift card toward your aesthetic treatment. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com.
Don't let the disruption and chaos in life overpower you. You are not the same woman as yesterday. These negative thoughts can paralyze the mind and wreak havoc on the body. Heather Lynn Jurgens is your transformation coach and reinventable specialist. Join Heather and a tribe of women willing to trade in suffering for liberation. Get Heather's reinventable roadmap at heatherlynnjurgens.com/reinventable roadmap.
Are you a caregiver who has given everything you have to your loved one and has nothing left for yourself? If you find that you're often feeling drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, angry, and burnt out, then you are in the right place. Debbie Weiss has been a caregiver for over 40 years. She experienced those same emotions until she discovered that she had a secret power. She can help you do the same. For more information, visit caregiversupportsquad.com.
To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. That's me. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Bevan Ferrand, and we've been talking about her story and taking the damn chance. I love that. So, Bevan, you were telling us about your beautiful new addition, Maristella. Can you want to tell us about her and you moving forward with IVF when your husband is gone?
Yeah. So one of my passions is helping people, like supporting them and bringing what I call their big, bold, crazy dream to life in order to live their big, bold, wonderful life. Mm-hmm. And so I have always known that I was supposed to be the mama of three. And in fact, when Mark and I would talk about having kids, he had half brothers, but he was his mom's only son. He's like, I just want one kid. I'm like, well, I'm the youngest of four, so you better wrap your head around kids. I had always known I wanted to have three. And we, because Mark and I had gone through IVF, we had embryos frozen. And so we had Guinevere in 2017. We had Jonathan in 2019. And as I mentioned before, when Mark passed away, we were about 60 days away from starting our third round of IVF. Mm-hmm. And so when he passed away, I felt like it wasn't fair to lose the love of my life and this dream of mine in one instant.
Yeah.
And so I didn't bring it up right away, but I knew in my heart I was going to proceed with the mm-hmm. IVF. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to my sister and saying, you know, I think I'm going to do this. And she was like, are you sure? And I said, yes. I said, look, there's never going to be a day when this is not a totally crazy idea mm-hmm. to have a third child as a solo parent with two kids under five. But if not, so if there's never going to be a perfect day, like why not today? Why mm-hmm. wait for 5 years till my body's older and all these things? I'm like, I'm just going to do it now. And the way I say it is that the decision was easy. The execution took work, but the decision felt so easy. And that's, I think, when we know it is like the right big, bold dream mm-hmm. is the thing that's in our heart that doesn't go away. It was the thing that I knew if I didn't do it, then when I got turned 75 or 85 or whatever that age is, when we look mm-hmm. back at our life, I knew that it was going to be the thing that I regretted. And so I went through my whole process, right? I decided that this was the most important thing to me. And I started declaring it. And I use what I called layered declarations. We don't just go shout it from the rooftops. We just, mm-hmm. we start by like declaring it to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we do a very small circle, like 2 to 3 people. I had 3 of my best girlfriends and I started a text chain with them. And I said, your whole job is to just cheer me on as this starts. It's like, yay, blood test, yay, ultrasound. And then once I was, I told a little bit more of my family that I was doing it. Once I was 12 weeks pregnant, I started telling a little bit more and a little bit more. I did the whole process, right? The attendrum parties, I stayed present in the moment and I stayed grounded so that I wasn't thinking about the future, worried about the past and up in my thoughts. I just stayed present mm-hmm. to what was happening in the moment. And then the M is the moments, not minutes. And I thought about how this is one of my sole purposes was to have this baby. And she's mm-hmm. so amazing. And her brother and sister love her. And then the N is the now is the time. And it is that we get into action because we never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Miristella because it means my miraculous star.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when you mm-hmm. talk about compromising nothing, I mean, that was people will say it is my craziest dream. And I know that there are people who totally think I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I'm so passionate about sharing with people is that we don't need anyone's permission to go after our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And we confuse permission and support. And so we wander around sort of unconsciously asking for permission.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear yourself do it. If you hear, think you're saying things like, I'm thinking about quitting my job. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
Or I'm thinking about starting a business. Do you think that I should?
Mm-hmm.
Or even like, I'm thinking about getting back out there and starting dating again. What are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with asking that is that when you ask somebody for permission, and usually it's someone that you love because you're having this conversation,
yep.
they try it on for themselves. And if they are at all uncomfortable, then they start to eat away at your dream. They're like, mm-hmm. oh, like in this economy, I don't know if you know, the devil mm-hmm. you know is better than the devil you don't. So you should just keep this job. Or man, you know, there's no good men or women out there. And I'd hate to see you get your heart broken. Are you sure you're ready? Or mm-hmm. the man, you know, you should really not stay single. Like you should really be pushing yourself out there. And instead, when we ask for support, it's a different energy.
Yes. I agree.
It's, hey, I'm doing this thing and I would love your support, mm-hmm. but your decision about whether or not to support you is not going to impact your decision about whether or not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because when I told people I was pregnant with Maristella and I sent it out in a video to my closest friends and family, because I wanted them to hear me tell the story, not like read
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, I would love as much support as anyone is willing to give. So if you want to support this, reach out. I would love it. If you're not jazzed about it, if this makes you uncomfortable, that's okay too. And I have had people who I have not heard from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. They were scared for me because that's it. They want to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to fail. They don't want you to get hurt. That's why they start to eat away. They're scared for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you take that pressure off them and just say, I'd love your support, but it's okay if you're not comfortable supporting me.
Yes.
It's just so much more powerful.
It is. I agree with that 100%. And, you know, it just brings to mind too, like some people, I crave a father-daughter relationship that I will never have with my dad. He's not capable of it.
Right.
And it's taken me a lot of years now to know that he is not going to be able to support me on this, that, or the other. He does not have that capability. He is not someone who can love me like the dad I would want. So there's a lot of different ways that he has been a good teacher for me for that. That some people are just not capable of certain things. And yes, they're afraid.
Yeah.
But it's just when you get that awareness though, like, you know what, they're really doing the best they can too. And not everybody can give us what we need at each time in our life. Yeah.
Yeah. And the pain I think really comes when we fight reality. Mm-hmm. I think that there are like you, there are people in my life that I wish I had a different relationship with.
Yeah.
And when I fight reality, I get really hurt by it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when instead, again, we like stay present. One thing when we talk about staying, you know, attending your own party, part of that is because we create the experience of our lives through our own thoughts
mm-hmm.
and through our own filters. And so when we take what I call 100% radically loving responsibility for our role in the experience of our life,
mm-hmm.
that we know what we are responsible for, which is our thoughts and our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And we release the responsibility for other people's thoughts about our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can change our experience by changing our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I had somebody once send me a text message, and man, it was about my parenting. And I immediately got all rankled and was like, how dare they say that to me? And then I took a step back and I said, okay, what if this was sent truly out of love? Like mm-hmm. they were so concerned for me that they wanted to express this. And I was like, well, what are some other ways I could think about it? And it was about, you know, one of my kids being sick and, you know, what I should do to take care of them. And I said, what if this was sent from a place of, she doesn't want me to worry that people will think I'm overreacting if I were to take my child to the hospital or to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. Okay. So what if that were where it came from? And I'll never know,
mm-hmm.
but I can choose. And there are days where I still choose to be really mad about it. But then when I see that I'm making that choice, that gives me back so much power over my mm-hmm. experience.
Yep.
It's when we are in choice, things run quite a bit more smooth, but then, you know, we are human.
Oh, of course.
Sometimes things just freaking hurt.
Oh yeah. And I don't think there's any,
well,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I say like, there's no such thing as a bad emotion. I get mad. I get hurt. Mm-hmm. I get sad. All of those things. I think we should feel a full range of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said before, when we honor those and we acknowledge them, then they pass more quickly.
Oh yes. Oh yes. When we honor the emotions, like it's very uncomfortable to sit in your shit per se, but it's a good thing to do because then it just passes through and then you go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
It's a really good practice. Being uncomfortable is a good practice to be.
And it's like an emotional riptide. Mm-hmm. So when you fight it, you're very likely to drown if you fight a riptide.
Exactly.
But if you sit with it, if you float and let it pull you into calmer waters, that is exactly what it does. When we sit with it, when I get sad, I say, I am deliciously sad. I dive into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it passes faster instead of just being like, I'm not sad. I'm not sad. I'm fine. I'm not sad.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Exactly. Very good point. Yes. So we are going to take a break again and we'll be back to talk more about success and living, like one of the things you say, Bevan, is living instead of scared.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
hormone imbalances aren't just for the ladies. Men experience them too as they age. Are you experiencing low libido, fatigue, low stamina, and low energy? Call Dr. Nishath Hakim for a telehealth consultation, 248-997-4242, and learn more about andropause and hormone replacement therapy. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com.
Are you a caregiver who has given everything you have to your loved one and has nothing left for yourself? If you find that you're often feeling drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, angry, and burnt out, then you are in the right place. Debbie Weiss has been a caregiver for over 40 years. She experienced those same emotions until she discovered that she had a secret power. She can help you do the same. For more information, visit caregiversupportsquad.com.
To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com. Don't let the disruption and chaos in life overpower you. You are not the same woman as yesterday. These negative thoughts can paralyze the mind and wreak havoc on the body. Heather Lynn Jurgens is your transformation coach and reinventable specialist. Join Heather and a tribe of women willing to trade in suffering for liberation. Get Heather's reinventable roadmap at heatherlynnjurgens.com/reinventable roadmap.
Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you are meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's J-A-M-I-H-E-A-R-N.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here to conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Bevan Ferrand, and we've been talking about all kinds of good things, all kinds of good things.
All the damn things.
Yeah, all the damn things. Exactly right. So when we left a little bit, we were talking about sitting in emotions, just sitting in discomfort and letting things just move through us. That way we can live instead of sitting in scared and not moving forward in our dreams. Yeah, so what do you think, Bevan? What do you teach on that?
Well, you know, I think that I will often say movement is more important than mindset in that it's more important that we get into action and that we stay in movement. It doesn't matter what our thoughts are telling us. Is it easier to do things when we have positive thinking? Of course it is. Mm-hmm. But just like you said, we're never not going to have shitty emotions, right? Mm-hmm. Like things are going to come up. And so if we wait, we're not scared, we're not anxious, we're not overwhelmed, then we're never going to take action. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always say movement over mindset. But the other thing too, is it's really important to know what you're working towards and why. Mm-hmm. And so with my clients, I call this your damn manifesto. And this is finding your yes and your six-dimensional why. Mm-hmm. So the yes is the what, right? What is it that you want to create? So for some people, that's starting a business or writing a book. When I was decided to have Maristella, my yes was having this, third child. Mm-hmm. And we get clear on the yes, the what, and the why, and then we're flexible on the how, right? Things might shift. But when you're really, really clear on the yes, then you are willing to shift a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so we always get clear on the yes, and then we get clear on what I call the six-dimensional why. And the reason I'm passionate about this is people will tell you, yeah, but you know what you want to do, but why do you want to do it? And so people will say, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur so that I can have more freedom and flexibility. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I want to get healthier so that I want to lose weight so that I'm healthier. But we can't hang our big, bold dreams on one flimsy little why. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at how does bringing that to life impact six different areas of our life? And so those are financial, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, and social. So when we know that, so if we were to flesh that out, right? So when I thought about having Maristella, and I thought, okay, so from a financial perspective, how is this going to impact my life? And I was like, well, one thing I do know is it's going to be more expensive, but I said, I am not going to move forward with this process unless I know that my business is in a place where I can support myself, my family, and add on the extra childcare that we would need without expecting my mom or my sisters to like pick up slack. So we have to look at like how it, sometimes it's not always positive how it's going to impact us, but we have to look at it because otherwise it's going to impact us. Ignoring it is not going to change that. So then emotionally I was like, well, this is going to make me feel so proud. It's going to make me connected to Mark again. It was another piece of Mark that I could bring into the world. It's going to make me happy and full of joy, right? Mm-hmm. Mentally, it felt like the next, it just felt so right to me mentally. Mm-hmm. It made me feel like I was moving forward on the thing that I was supposed to. Physically, it was like completing my family. Socially, it was like being able to bring her into the world and another light in the world. And then spiritually, I just felt like this is one of my soul's purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so then we do that with everything for a business, right? Financially, yes, we're going to make more money, but emotionally, how is it going to make you feel? For me, running my business mentally, I love being challenged. So I don't want to be bored. That's part of it. And so we get this really, really fleshed out why. Because if you don't have that, when it gets hard, and it always gets hard,
yes,
you can't have it hung on one flimsy little why. If the reason you want to start a business is for financial reasons and it gets hard, you might go back and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
But if instead, you know, wow, you know, like mentally this, I want something that challenges me, and socially, this is something that's for the greater good, and I'm making change in the world, and I'm able to like work with people in this capacity, and spiritually, like this is something that I feel like really completes me. Then when it gets hard and the money doesn't seem like it's worth it, you can lean a little bit more heavily on the social or the spiritual part.
Right.
So when you do that and you have your yes and your why, then you bring them together into what I call your damn manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I think about Take the Damn Chance as a movement, and I think about my damn manifesto for that, it is, I want to share the damn framework with as many people as possible in as many ways as possible. That's my yes. Mm-hmm. And my why is, in order to both support and inspire my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just about financial, it's about also inspiring the people that I love. It's inspiring my daughter to know that she can be a woman in business and still be the mama that she wants to be. It's inspiring my son to know that I am there for him. I drop him off at preschool every day. We have our, you know, lunch breaks. That's why I work from home. It's inspiring the other women, my clients, to know that they can compromise nothing, as you like to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that all feels so good to me that when it gets hard, and recently it's even, I've had some hard moments. I'm like, okay, but this is what I want. And then when we have that clarity, we can hold ourselves up to it. So we can say, is this in support of my damn manifesto?
Mm-hmm.
This idea of this new idea I'm thinking about taking on, is it in support? If it is, then yeah, let's do it. And if not, maybe it's a no. It's probably a no.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the no so much easier because you're so clear on your yes.
Right. Yeah. You know, on the no's and being clear, it's like your values have to be honored in that as well. And I want to go back just for a moment on mindset and movement. I think if you are in movement, like this has stayed in my head for many, many years. I've got a couple friends in the LA area that husband and wife team. And she always would say stuff to him like, will you stop getting ready to get ready? Come on. let's go, you know? And he heard that so many times. And so he got into action, and that changed your whole mindset is when you get into action. And about the whole why part and everything, you have to be, it can't be a general statement. Like, I want to be an entrepreneur because I want financial freedom. You got to break all those down.
Right. What does that mean to you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Because some people are like, oh, I want to have like $100,000 in the bank. And it's like, okay, well, that's a different number for everybody. Or for me, when I think financially is why I'm an entrepreneur, I want to be able to take my family, not just my immediate family, but my extended family on a great vacation and just take care of it. I want to know that I don't have to worry about my kids, whether can they only do swimming or dance? Like if they want to do both, I want to let them do that. If we're out to dinner, I don't want to worry about, do we get an appetizer or a dessert? Like that's the financial piece to me. I want all of that. So you're 100% right. The clarity and it's yours, right? When I talk about like it's your personal dream. And so a lot of the exercises I do with my clients when we first start this is we get really, really clear and you kind of brain dump on it. What does it mean to you? Because it's personal. It's not what somebody else, I'm not a car person, right? But like somebody else might be, I want a Porsche. Great.
Right.
That's for you.
Yep.
Right. And I love what you said too about getting into action, because I will always say we do not get inspired to get into action. We get into action to get inspired.
Right there.
Yes. So when we're scared, when we're anxious, we're like, oh, I just need to be inspired. No, just move your feet. I call them micro actions. Just take the smallest possible action that you will actually take. It's like climbing a mountain. Just go to the first tree.
Yep.
And then the next tree and next tree. And you can climb an entire mountain just going tree to tree to tree to tree. But you have to get your feet moving.
Yeah.
And then inspiration catches up and you get into momentum and it gets easier. And then when things get hard, you can coast a little bit, but you can pick it back up without having to start from standing still again.
Absolutely. I love that. One of my mentors, she calls it needlepoint moves. And that's a good visualization because it's just a tiny little, tiny little thing. And the thing is, especially about women, men, I don't think quite as much, or maybe our producer here could say to him, Jacob, if it means something to you, but we have to celebrate. Women need to celebrate those wins.
Yeah.
Oh, we do. Yeah. At least it seems to be for most I have a lot of entrepreneurial friends, but most of them, it's us women that feel like we've got to celebrate these things because that just fuels us and gets us going to the next thing.
Well, and I will say that sometimes we need to just state that because we sometimes wait for other people to celebrate or other people to notice. Yeah. I joke, I have two team members right now and I hate talking on the phone, hate it. And so they'll be like, did you call this person? I was like, no. So this Monday I made all the calls. I mean, and we're talking like setting up doctor's appointments for my daughter, calling the electrician, like just the things, right?
Yeah.
So I put a message into our Slack and I said, I made all my calls and I just need a little bit of acknowledgement and celebration about this because I wanted that. And I think that sometimes we think that asking for that celebration or asking for the support or whatever it is, asking for the celebration invalidates the celebration that we get. Absolutely not. Sometimes people just don't notice. So let's help them notice.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's kind of funny when I think about my girls, you know, they're young and my son, same thing. He's 17. And, it's like, gosh, I'm embarrassed. What if someone sees me do that or whatever? And I'm like, you know what? These days, nobody's paying attention at all.
I know.
at all.
We always think people are thinking about us a lot more than they actually are.
Exactly. My daughter sometimes, like, well, I don't want to go walking around the neighborhood because what if somebody I see knows me? I'm like, I dance through the neighborhood, the 80s and 90s music. I don't care.
Yeah.
Nobody else does either.
I did it with my wedding and, you know, we were talking with our producer who just got married and we, at our wedding, we had so many details and it meant so much to me, everything we put into it. And I thought, man, if not everybody sees this, I'm going to be so disappointed because of the heart and soul we put into it. So our program was, hey, here's some things you guys might not know why we did this. And I said, this is why I'm walking down to this song because my dad had passed away. And, you know, this is the quilt that we got married in front of had pictures of every single person that we had invited, and we had a Christmas. And I was just like, because I know that it will mean so much to me if people celebrate this with me, I'm going to expressly state it. Because otherwise, why take the risk that the week after I'm going to be like, that was beautiful, but nobody noticed the ornaments that we made.
Right.
So celebrate ourselves and let other people be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I really do. That's a beautiful way to encourage people to celebrate with you, because they want to.
Yeah.
Like you said, sometimes they just don't notice.
Yeah. Or when when Mark did pass away, and this is something I've known too, if you're going through something difficult, like losing somebody, but really anything, people want to help, but they don't know what to do.
Exactly.
And this goes back to us, like when you're comforting somebody, how hard that can be.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know what to do. And so sometimes they do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so letting them know how to best support you is actually a gift that you're giving them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, you don't force it. You don't say, I need this. You'd be like, hey, this would be really helpful. It's okay whether you say yes or no. It's just getting them into that dialogue.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I can't do that, but I could do this.
Right. Yeah. Very much so. Very much so. So we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back, everyone, with some final thoughts. Bevan has a 3-day rule of happiness. That might be something to touch on.
To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com.
Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you were meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's jamiehearn.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. I love saying that because it's very true. We can do all of those things. And my guest today, Bevan Ferrand, and I have been talking about, well, everything again, like we said before, every damn thing we've been talking about, okay? So we're going to go into a little of her 3-day rule of unhappiness, and I know where she's going with this. This is very powerful I know it will be for all of you to end our show with.
Yeah. So I have learned that, first of all, I am generally a very happy person. I always say I have resting happy face. So if I am truly unhappy about something for 3 days, I know that I always have the option to change it, accept it, or remove myself from the situation, or some variation, combination of those. And we always have that. Right. We talked about earlier, sort of when we see how we could impact our experience through our thoughts, when we see that we have these options, then we're in choice. We know that we're making the choice to stay in something, to accept it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen it where I was miserable at a job and Mark would come home and I was bawling my eyes out and he was like, this is not like you. And I said, okay, I have to make the decision. Can I accept this as it is? It's not resignation. It's like, can I accept this as it is?
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't, can I change it to a place where I can accept it? Mm-hmm. And if I can't do either of those, I can remove myself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we still come back to this like idea of this damn manifesto of knowing what it is we want and why we want it, because it is going to get hard. right? But if it's really making you unhappy consistently for a good 3 days in a row, not just I had a bad day, but then you think about how do I want to change it, accept it, or remove myself from the situation. So it's really powerful when we realize how much agency we have over the experience. And some people were like, well, you can't always do those things. I'm like, you sure can. I mean, it may not feel socially acceptable to do it, or it may not feel right to you. And then I don't recommend you removing yourself from a situation if it really feels wrong, but we always have that choice.
We do. I agree. So, and like you said, though, not everybody is going to agree with that. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice, but we always have a choice.
Yeah. And sometimes, so like people are like, well, I can't quit my job. I can't remove myself from that situation. I'm like, well, says who? Says who, right? Now there might be a way that you want to do it. You might want to have something else lined up, or you might, there's when people come to me, my clients come to me and say they want to start a business, but they're like, I can't quit my job. So, okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to start making your severance package. And so we're going to create an account, name it severance package, and you're going to start putting money into that. $50, $10, whatever it is. And when you get it to a point of what you feel comfortable, a month, 3 months, 6 months, whatever that is of what your salary would be, that's your severance package. And now you know that you could quit your job at any moment because you have that.
That's great.
But we always like there, that's where we say, okay, well, I'm going to change this. Cause you know, we talked earlier about like sort of we sit in our shit to like feel better. But I would say human beings are the only animal that will shit where they eat in order to make a change that will make themselves so miserable that the only way they'll make a change is to be so miserable. And instead we can say, I am going to be where I'm at. I'm going to accept what's happening and still make a change when it makes sense to do so.
Right. Right. And you know, some of us, it takes a little bit longer. Some of us need some bricks dropped on their head, you know, like not me, of course, but you know, but I have needed that happen to me before. I know a couple of jobs that I were in particular couple law offices that it's like, okay, well, yeah, I guess I needed, I mean, a whole shit ton of bricks down for it to take notice. And there was even an attorney I worked for a while that I went back to work for him again because, well, doesn't matter why, but I went to work for him again for a while. And my husband and a couple of friends like, are you sure? And I'm like, well, you know, it'll get us from here to there. I didn't last a month. I don't know what I was thinking, except that was the only thing I thought I could do in that amount of time to do what I needed to do. Long story. But sometimes we need that, like to go back one more time and just see like, are you crazy? You know, you can do better than this.
Well, and sometimes it helps to start smaller, right? This is the same with like setting boundaries and saying no to people or, you know, changing your situation, right? Start small. Just see that, hey, if I'm not comfortable at this party, I could leave. I could, if I'm, okay, this isn't fun. I can either change it a little bit or just accept it as, or I could leave. And when you start to see that in small spaces. It's like when people have a really hard time setting boundaries or saying no, I'm like, well, start small, like start at a restaurant and say, no, thank you. My daughter today was trying to get my niece to eat a cookie. She was like, I have this cookie for you. And my niece is like, no, thank you. And I was like, whatever. She just doesn't want it. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, and again, I think it comes back to, we look at the yes and the why, and this is why, like I have the questions, like if people are looking for their six dimensional why, I have the questions at sixdimensionalwhy.com that they can ask themselves about why is it that they want to do what they do. And again, the more clear we are on that, the more we see, why am I suffering? Why am I staying stuck in this spot when it's not what I want?
Right. That's a powerful question too. Like why? Well, even to ask yourself or to have your coach ask you, why am I doing this? And really hash it out, because our clients know what it is for them. It's not the same as it is for us. And just asking those deep questions.
One of my friends who's also a coach says we fact check our stories. Like, oh, we've got this story, but we have to do this. Well, we need to fact check that. Is it true? Like, is it? And when we just see like, huh, maybe. Who told me this story?
Yeah. Do I believe this?
Yeah.
This is really my belief? Yeah. So we could talk forever. I know this. I know. I can already tell there's so many words we could go. What would you want to impart our guests with in the final minute?
Oh, it's always like the, oh, just one last snippet of wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I think it does come back to, you know, when you're thinking about your life and your life as your legacy,
mm-hmm.
right? What is that thing on your heart that is not going away? And mm-hmm. sometimes people will say, I don't know what my big, bold, crazy dream is. And I say, that is because we have forgotten how to dream like children. So as soon as we have an idea, we're editing, oh, well, what about this and what about this and what about this? No, right? So one of the things I have, and people could get it at my website, is called Uncover and Ignite Your Big, Bold, Crazy Dream. And it's 5 days of meditations where you start dreaming big, like a child, without editing. And then you narrow it down and you pick your yes. And so I really would just encourage people to start looking at the thing they want that's in their heart, but also then looking at their thoughts around it and being like, who says I can't do that?
Exactly.
Just start noticing your thoughts and questioning them without changing them and see what comes up.
Perfect. So I know it's out there already, but where can people find you before we zoom out of here?
Yeah, you can go to bevanferrin.com, and that's really the kind of hub of everything. And then those questions are at sixdimensionalwhy.com. But everything, Instagram, website, everything is Bevan Ferrin.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute honor to have you, and it's been a great conversation. We could keep going.
I loved it. Thank you for having me so much, and thank Absolutely. You for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Bevan. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope, and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.